Hello, lovers.
My name is Alex.
And I'm Helena.
And you are listening to Generation Loveless,
a weekly podcast where we discuss the trials and tribulations of love in an internet-obsessed world.
We share our stories of bad Tinder dates, sexual awakenings, self-care, heartbreak and healing, and everything in between. So join us on this roller coaster of dating in the millennial age because it is one wild ride.
And we want to hear from you. Send us your stories, questions, and opinions. You can either send us a DM on Instagram at generation.loveless or shoot us an email at generationloveless@gmail.com. All right, let's dive into this week's episode.
Hello, lovers.
Hey, bitches.
Oh,
just kidding. You're not bitches. I'm
sassy,
sorry.
Girl. Well, speaking of sassy, this is our wild card episode, which I'm just so excited to do.
I love these. I love these.
In episode 7, we gave you guys our advice on some of your dating and sex-related issues. Hopefully that was helpful.
Yeah.
We can only really speak to our opinions, obviously.
True. You don't have to take our advice. This is just what we think. Today, we are going to dive right back into our DMs and emails to help you with some more problems you guys may be facing. And as we mentioned in the last advice episode / wildcard episode, we will keep everyone's identity anonymous. So if you would like your questions to be featured in a future episode, send us a DM on Instagram at generation.loveless or an email, generationloveless@gmail.com.
Amazing.
So let's get into our first question.
All right. What's the first question, Helena?
Hi, ladies. I think I'm in love with my best friend. Damn.
Yeah, that's heavy.
We've been friends for years and spent a lot of our time together, having sleepovers, going to the movies, going out to eat, etc. We basically do everything together. I'm afraid if I tell her how I really feel about her, it will ruin everything. Should I hide how I'm feeling and keep the friendship, or should I tell her and risk losing everything?
This is really challenging to answer.
I don't have like a specific answer to this. Do you?
Yeah, it's tricky. I actually know of someone who is in this pretty much the same situation right now, and it's really difficult for her. She has also spent years with this friend, this best friend that she's in love with. Ultimately, she decided that the cons outweighed the pros when it comes to admitting her love, because being at risk of losing a close friend for the rest of your life isn't worth it, right? Is it? Or is it not?
Well, let me play devil's advocate. On the other hand, how are you to know if your best friend is in love with you too unless you admit it? Maybe she admits it and her best friend is like, I've been in love with you too.
And then it's like meant to be.
Yeah, and I was like afraid to lose you.
Fantasy movie scene. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably not realistic, but maybe. I guess you wouldn't know
unless you
ask her. I guess maybe what you need to do is sit down and think about all of the possible scenarios. For example, if you admit that you are in love with her and she doesn't feel the same way and doesn't want to be your friend anymore because of this information, then you potentially lost a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Your best friend. But at least you have spoken your truth. Also, you should listen to the song Sleepover by Hayley Kiyoko because it's literally about this exact scenario.
Amazing.
And I love it. Yeah.
Well, I do feel like the truth will set you free. Also, I have Free Yourself on my wrist as a tattoo, which kind of makes me want to go
die.
But I think you're right. I think obviously telling the truth, you can't go wrong. I feel like that's what we're here to do. Perhaps. Well, I just want to give this this listener a point on trying to get to her truth, because I always turn to meditation when I'm really stuck on a decision.
Mm.
And this is a great situation where it's a good time to just get quiet and go deep within yourself for a question. Oftentimes, I will follow a guided meditation, do a body scan, or do silent meditation for about 15 to 20 minutes. And then at the end, I will simply, quote unquote, drop the question into my conscience. Mm. And this is when I ask my heart, what is your deepest desire? Or what is it that you want for me? And almost always, I do receive the answer. And I used to think this was total frilly BS. And I know it sounds kind of wacky or whatever. But don't knock it off the table until you try it, because it's really helped me.
That's an interesting point. And I mean, I'm Alex has taught me to be more spiritual in that way, but I'm a very academic person and I like to sit down with lists and really write it out. So that's, I mean, that's another way. Just sitting down, writing pros, cons, weighing them, doing your research.
Yeah.
Getting some statistics. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think that our advice is we can't tell you what to do. You're going to have to figure that out on your own.
So we can't help you at all.
That's amazing. I just realized when I said that.
No,
I
was I think.
Yeah, you're shit out of luck. Sorry.
Well, I think it is a really, it's a difficult position to be in. And I think you just gotta make a decision.
Yeah.
But you have to, like we've said, here's some tools to do that.
Our advice is figure it out by yourself.
But we love you.
We love you.
But
good
really,
luck.
I hope that works out. And I'm also, maybe I will keep this listener posted about what my friend decides to do.
I thought you were going to say, I will keep this listener in my heart.
Oh, that too. That too.
Okay.
Okay. So question two that we got. My new boyfriend is allergic to my dog. I'm really into him, but I also love my fur baby so much. Do I have to choose between them? What should I do?
Huh. Well, I've actually thought about this so many times before because my cats are my children. They are my children. Alex knows this. I am their mother and they are my children. And I love them so much. But so many people are allergic to cats, including Alex.
Yep.
And this is really hard, but my opinion is by adopting an animal, you are committing to taking care of them for their short lives, for their short time on Earth. You are their protectors. You provide them with food, water, clothing, love. You made that commitment to them. So I truly think that you have a responsibility to your animals. So I definitely do not condone getting rid of them, bringing them to a shelter. Also, I worked in a shelter and a lot of people do this and it makes me angry.
Yeah.
That just would not be an option for me personally.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And honestly, coming from the person who is allergic to cats and dogs, I guess if I met someone who I was really into, but then I found out that they had cats or they were just the type that could not live without pets, I think I would cut it off early. Because isn't that just a compatibility issue?
Do you mean you would just break it off pretty right when you found out that information?
Well, if it was that big of a deal to them.
Having pets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, I can't live with animals.
Right. No, exactly.
And if they can't live without them, then that's just, it's not meant to be.
Well, so is our advice to this listener that she should break up with her new boyfriend?
Probably. I mean, especially if you're unwilling to make a change about your furry friend.
Which, in my opinion, you should be unwilling to.
Okay. Right. Or find some sort of solution around it, which is usually really challenging and there aren't a lot of easy solutions.
There are those shots that allergic people can take, right?
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's that requires years and doctors and appointment. Yeah, it's not like an easy thing to do.
Okay, I thought you just shot it up and then, I don't know.
No, it's, so I think that's my advice.
Yeah.
Probably not meant to be.
I mean, they could avoid the issue for now, you know, go to her house or, I mean, go to his house, I should say, instead of her house or whatever. But you're going to have to face it at some point. It's probably easier to just break up with them now before you're too emotionally invested, right?
Yeah. I wonder how old the dog is, too.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If the dog is an old...
Is it on its way out? Is that harsh?
I don't know. It's just life.
Yeah, true. Okay, well, question three.
Okay.
I'm ready for a relationship, but I don't really know how to meet new people. I'm pretty shy and hang with the same circle of friends I've had for years. Anytime I downloaded Tinder, I either get harassed or have small talk conversations that lead to nowhere. Relatable.
True.
Any advice would be helpful for this lonely introvert.
Well, I relate to this a lot. I'm pretty introverted as well. Well, I don't know. I call myself an introvert, but you think I'm pretty social, right?
Yeah, you're a social introvert.
Yeah, I'm a confusing introvert. But basically, you know, I've had some decent success with dating apps. Unfortunately, the harassment part, I think that that's just par for the course. I don't think it should be, but I kind of think that it is. I would recommend blocking users immediately if they harass you, first
definitely.
And foremost. You don't even need to deal with that at all.
No.
My other advice is to take initiative in these dating app conversations. For example, if you match with someone that you think you might like, suggest taking the conversation off the app for a drink or a cup of coffee. Alex, this is actually kind of what you normally do, isn't it?
Yeah, I do not have a lot of patience in back and forth messaging, which is why I really don't like dating apps. Mm. So I always go with my gut. And if I have a sense that I may be into this person, I'm very upfront. And after a couple, you know, exchanges of messages, I just straight out say, look, I'm not great at messaging back and forth on here and rather chat in person. Like, do you want to go get coffee soon? And it's that simple.
Yeah, that's great advice. I need to take that advice.
Sometimes I just don't like messaging. Some people are better at it, though. Or enjoy it, weirdly. Well, it's not weird.
Well, do you think you can have chemistry messaging someone? Sometimes messages flow.
Yes, however, I've had chemistry in messaging, and then we meet in person. And
it's not there.
Yeah, so joke's on me.
Better to just meet them and find out if the chemistry
exactly.
is there. You're right. She's right. Well, I think another way to meet people is to attend events with like-minded people. Also, my therapist has been telling me to do this for a really long time. I'm not that good at doing this, so I need to take this advice.
Me neither.
Okay, so for example, if you're really interested in contra dancing or tech or, I don't know, whatever it may be for you, seek out local events or conferences specifically for those events. Go with the intention of meeting new like-minded friends, not necessarily looking for a romantic partner. Just broaden your social circle. This way, you are exposed to more people and are more likely to meet someone that you are romantically interested in. Great advice. Haven't taken it, but you should take
it. And I think that's great advice. I think it can be difficult or challenging. Even if you're, for me, I'm an extrovert. I have a hard time doing that sometimes, going to big events and just randomly going to meet new people.
Have you done that?
It's always kind of happened naturally, like at a concert or a show.
But I don't think that's the same thing because those are alcohol drug induced events often. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the same thing. I think this is going somewhere specifically that you're interested in. So you're going to get something out of the event no matter what.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. That's just my...
Well, I think it can be difficult. But I do want to put this theory out there, which is the loose ties theory. Friends of friends is a great way for introverts, especially, to meet others because they have the comfort of their friends, but it is still out of their immediate circle. For example, I would totally ask Helena if sometime I could meet her school friends or go join her with her grad school dinner parties.
Oh, yeah, all the grad school dinner parties that I'm going
to
have.
But it is helpful to broaden my circle.
Yeah.
And I would have you there with me.
And Alex, of course, you're invited to all my events.
Amazing. I hope so.
You're invited. You're always invited.
Okay.
Okay. On to the wild card portion.
Oh, boy.
So in the last wild card and advice episode, we played a rapid fire game, Get to Know Us. And we had a lot of fun with that one. So we wanted to do something similar this time. We're going to play Never Have I Ever. I got these Never Have I Ever statements online. We haven't looked over them yet, so I just have no idea how this is going to go.
Amazing.
I Googled dirty Never Have I Ever or like sexual dating Ooh. Never Have I Ever. So I guess we'll just go through them. We'll answer them honestly. So you say I have if you have done it and never if you haven't.
Yeah, I was just going to say I haven't done this in a long time, but I I just say never or I have.
Well, usually it's you sip alcohol, but they can't see us. So
or you have like fingers up in the last one. Yeah, different version. Anyways.
Well, okay.
Let's do it.
Never have I ever had sex in an elevator.
Never.
Yeah, never.
That would be really difficult.
Yeah.
Would that even be fun?
What?
I don't get it.
I guess if you were stuck in an elevator with someone, like it broke down.
True. That would be scary, though. Never have I ever, driven drunk or high on drugs.
Yeah, I have, and I think it's horrible, and I was a stupid, stupid teenager, and I don't know. We were talking about this the other day, Alex.
Yeah.
Teenagers are too dumb to be trusted with a car.
I know.
Me, myself included, I did this. It was so bad.
I know. Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Never have I ever experimented with someone of the same sex because I was curious. I have.
I have.
Totally.
Thank God. Never have I ever listened to a Justin Bieber song and actually liked it.
Are you joking? I love Justin Bieber, and I don't know why this is even a question. I've listened to every single album.
I do too. I love you.
I love Biebs. The Biebs.
Me too.
So I don't appreciate that question.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Never have I ever given or received a lap dance.
Yes, I have.
Which? Given
both.
Or
both? I've given and received.
Really?
I like to dance, so I just feel
who
like
did you
with
do
my
this
partners.
With? Just like all, everyone you've been with?
Not everyone, but majority.
Really?
Especially the ones that I've been with. And oh yeah, one of them actually wanted for their birthday
Which
a lap
one?
Dance.
Okay, sorry.
I can't say that. Yeah, I can't
You can
say
tell
the
me
name.
After. Okay. I haven't done
You
that.
Haven't?
No, I guess I'm...
You've never received a lap dance? Weirdly received a lap dance.
Who the hell has given me a lap dance?
I know. It was the only one and only time I went to a strip club, and it was really crazy and kind of scary, and I wasn't into it, but it happened.
Damn.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
Never have I ever sent a dirty text or naughty picture to the wrong person by accident.
I don't think I have.
I don't think I have either, but I've thought about this potentially happening.
Well, I've sent the wrong text message to people. I'll never forget. It was one of my most embarrassing moments ever.
What?
And it was just a guy that I had a huge crush on, and I worked with him, but I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I was texting him while texting my friend, and I was talking about like,
him?
Oh my God, yeah, so-and-so is saying this. He's saying this. And then I messaged him, and he was like, what did you just say?
Did he know you were talking about him?
Oh, yeah. It was so obvious. And I died. I mean, I can feel it right now. It was so embarrassing.
I did something like that, too. I was texting a guy that I liked. And I was also on the phone with Kelsey. That doesn't matter. And I went to his Facebook and screenshot a bunch of his pictures to send to my friends. And then I sent it to him by mistake. And I wanted to die. What I did was you can turn your phone off before it sends.
Yep.
So I turned my phone off as quick as I could, and I threw it across the room, and I just screamed for a few minutes.
Yeah.
This is terrible. I also have had a parent see like
no,
a nude.
No, that's the worst.
Because I wasn't even thinking. I was just like scrolling through my pictures, like, oh yeah, look at this. And then there was a nude, and I was like,
oh my God, no, stop. Next. Never have I ever been in handcuffs for any reason at all.
Never.
Never, but...
What?
I could have. I should have.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Oh, I had one moment where I got pulled over and I definitely thought I was about to get arrested.
Okay, so, but you haven't, and not sexually either.
Oh!
Honey.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay.
I definitely have. Sorry, of course, I go right to the the most dramatic, like, gone to jail.
Okay. I haven't.
Really?
No,
it's not a thing of yours?
I thought you knew that I'm pretty vanilla.
Yeah, I did. I mean, but I kind of am too, but yeah, I don't know.
You just have a wilder past than me.
I guess. Okay.
Never have I ever went into a sex shop and purchased something. Hello. Of course.
Duh.
I have. Lube, vibrator.
All of that.
Have you been to Adam and Eve?
Handcuffs. Actually.
Okay.
No, I haven't been there.
All right. Never have I ever went skinny dipping with someone in a hotel pool.
I have.
You have? You're so cool.
Oh my God. It was so much fun. I broke into a hotel pool.
You're like Lana Del Rey in that song, This Is What Makes Us Girls.
That was one of my favorite moments ever.
That's so cool. You're so cool. I haven't.
Never have I ever snuck into a party that I wasn't invited to.
I feel like when you're younger, you just go to lots of parties that you weren't explicitly invited to. You just go, right?
I don't know. I actually don't think I've done that. That's a never for me.
I think my friends and I always did that. We just knew there was a party and we just went.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I never did that. Never have I ever told someone I love you, oh God, without actually feeling it.
I know, that took a dark, sad
turn.
Have you?
I don't even want to answer this, but probably. I feel like I have. I can't think of the exact person right now.
People in our generation say I love you to their friends, and I've had people say I love you to me when I just kind of started being friends with them, and I feel extremely uncomfortable because I'm like, I don't love you. I just met you, bitch. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Love you, girl.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Never have I ever cheated on someone that I was with romantically.
I wish I never had.
I know, same.
But I have.
I have too.
Oh my God. Never have I ever had an STD or thought I might have one.
LOL.
What? Should I just really briefly mention?
Yeah, we'll do an episode on it later, but yeah, really briefly mention.
Okay, I just had a really scary scare.
Last night, I was with her. We just went through this whole fucking thing last night.
A partner, ex-partner of mine reached out to me and should I just say it?
I don't know. Do you feel comfortable?
I mean, I do. Is it okay?
Yeah, you're not saying who, so they won't know.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, someone reached out to me and told me that they were HIV positive and it was really fucking scary.
Yeah,
and I had to go to the hospital and get tested immediately. And
yeah, it was fucking so scary. But she's negative and literally we stayed up really late last night and we called the hospital like trying to get the results. It was so scary.
We're going to do a whole episode on it.
We will. Safe sex, you guys, honestly.
So I have.
I have too. We'll talk about that in that other episode as well. Never have I ever told someone that I loved them just so I could get laid.
Oh, that's terrible. No. Never.
No.
Never have I ever went out to dinner somewhere and skipped out on the bill.
Never.
No. That's also terrible.
I fucking hate that.
Never have I ever been to a swingers party with my significant other.
No.
No. Oh, wow. Never have I ever thrown up in public place from drinking too much.
I have.
I definitely have.
I threw up on Newbury Street. Oh, we're on Newbury Street right now. That's hilarious. I threw up here.
Word.
Never have I ever been slapped across the face. I have not.
I have not.
Never have I ever made out with someone I did not know at all. Come on.
Yeah, definitely have.
Everyone has. Never have I ever called out the wrong name while having sex with someone. No. Have you?
I've had a weird situation and it did happen.
You and you
I don't
want to
get into it, but
okay,
yes.
That okay. Sucks.
Yeah.
Tell me about that
later.
It was
a really confusing time. Never have I ever gone through and read someone's private journal or diary.
I have. So when I went to, I know, when I went to sleepaway summer camp as a little kid in the Berkshires, my cabin mates and I snuck into our counselor's room and read her diary out loud. We were 8 years old.
That's so juicy.
And she was like talking shit about us.
I bet.
It was
like,
so
I fucking hate
up.
These kids that I have to take care
yeah,
of.
Yeah, it was like that. It was really.
And you read it?
We did. We read it out loud to each other. We were fucked. I was a mischievous kid.
I was too. Okay, never have I ever watched porn with someone else.
No, have you?
Yes.
Okay. Never have I ever flashed someone in public.
No.
Never have I ever masturbated at someone else's house. I have.
I have too.
Never have I ever had sex with two or more people within a period of 24 hours.
No.
Me neither.
No.
Never have I ever walked in on my parents having sex. No, thank
no.
fucking God.
Yeah, Jesus. Ew. Never have I ever tried using ice cubes when fooling around with someone.
No.
I have.
See, you say you're vanilla, but you're not.
I just had an ex-partner that wasn't vanilla. I think that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Never have I ever had sex. Ew, in my parents' bed? No. Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe.
I mean, yeah, that's a no for me, but.
Never have I ever eaten food off someone's naked body. No.
No. Never have I ever fallen asleep while driving.
No.
No. Never have I ever woken up naked without remembering anything from the night before. That's so shitty. And yes, I have.
Yeah, same. Also not good, but it has happened.
Yeah, well. Okay.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Hope you all enjoyed that. And we really do like recording these types of episodes because it's a lot of fun. But let us know if you guys like these. And also, if you have any personal questions that you want us to answer, just send them to us. We'll answer them.
Yeah, we love them.
We're open.
We've really been happy to get these. So thank you so much.
Of course, we will catch you next week.
Lovers.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.